Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. It's a beautiful Saturday in Hawaii. It's a bit on the breezy side, and so anybody going out today, take your wind game, much like if you've been watching the Rico Women's Open in England at Royal Birkdale. Boy, is that an awesome event. It's just beautiful near Manchester. We'll have some of the highlights of that in just a moment. Our guest this morning from the East Coast, John Graham Golf School's John Graham. From the UK, Peter Hudson, golf instruction and coaching, will be checking in. From Michigan and, of course, around the world, author, broadcaster, and our travel guru, Michael Patrick Shields. And from Ireland, Ted Vickie, fitness guru, my fitness caddy. Yes, he will be here to describe the Open. He's still at the 17th tee, and he's going to tell us exactly what it was like at St. Andrews. Okay, we want to thank the people who make this show possible. Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, building security, shopping centers, whether you need help or, hey, maybe you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. Doctor recommended, insurance approved, whether it's workman's comp or you've been in a car accident and you need physical therapy, this is fun physical therapy. For people who don't like physical therapy, you will like it because it's just fun at Moon Physical Therapy. Alaka'i Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work, and product you can depend on. Alaka'i Mechanical. Floors of Hawaii, the only company that recycles carpet in Hawaii, so go green with Floors of Hawaii, licensed installers, flooring done right. The Computer Doctor, whether it's a PC or a Mac, desktop, laptop, or your network, they come to you and take care of it, or you can drag it all in. That's the Computer Doctor on call. Hawaii Golf News and Travel, and of course, 808golf.com. So, I said I'd give you some teasers about how it was today, because it's over already. It's such a big time, you know, 6 o'clock in the evening now in the UK. But first, let's say good morning. Good morning. It's, well, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so good afternoon, John Graham.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Oh, that's fabulous. So, did you watch any of the British Open?
No, I didn't get a chance to see any of it. I was traveling mostly during that time on my way to England to do a little work.
But on your way to England? You're going to England.
Oh, I just went there, yep.
Okay, well, Morgan Pressel had the best day of all, shot a course record 65. The sun was peeking out in the morning at Royal Birkdale, and that's very close to Manchester. Michelle Wee returned after having that off day yesterday with a 71 today in a very large group, around 18, tied for 18th or so. Christina Kim trying to keep it all together in the wind. You know, if you read her book, Swinging from My Heels, you know how she thinks and how it goes for her. But she had that eagle at the close. She closed with an eagle. She is now tied for fifth. It is a battle at the top, though, with Yanni Tseng. She can't miss a putt. I mean, today was amazing watching her. Christy Kerr lost. I mean, here's one of the best putters on the LPGA Tour. Just couldn't putt. I mean, it was a battle between the two of them. Then Christy lost in the last nine holes, her edge on the putting green. Catherine Hull, man, she came on. I know somebody in Michigan doing cartwheels. Catherine Hull's in second. And Caroline Hedwell, the only amateur to make the cut at the British Open. Garrington, she gets a prize, of course. I shall skip the last 2 years of college. She finished today with a 74. She's tied for 44th approximately. So congratulations to everybody playing in England and to Dolores White on the DuraMed Futures Tour. She won the Allianz Bank Golf Classic and Kauai's Lahua Wise tied for 29th. So, Mr. Graham, it's so nice to meet you.
It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You have been the director of instruction, or were the director of instruction, at the Webster Golf Club?
That's correct.
The Range and Learning Center. So then you decided to strike out and make your own world.
Well, I'm still doing a little bit of both. My main hub is still at Webster Golf Club, and now I'm starting to do a little bit more travel overseas and travel in different parts of the country, working mainly with the Aim Point Green meeting.
And that's very good that you talk about Aim Point, because I really want to know what that is. And, of course, reading the greens was a huge challenge today, and usually is.
Yep.
For most of the professionals that we watch, and then, of course, we go to the course, it's a huge challenge for ourselves.
Yeah.
But I like your teaching philosophy, that your goal is to improve scores.
Yeah, that's why we play.
Yes. So tell us a bit about how you come. Tell us a little bit about that philosophy you have.
Well, I think a lot of times a student will come to take a lesson, and they'll have some ideas of how it's going to go, either whether it's their first one or one they've had in the past. And I think sometimes as teachers we get too bogged down in trying to make the swing look just right and look real pretty. When at the end of the day, it's what you write down at the scorecard that determines your skill level in the game. I want to keep that always in the forefront, that we're making a change if we are, because it's going to improve your score, not because it's going to look better.
Oh, you mean I'm not supposed to worry about how athletic or how appropriate my swing is while I'm standing on the driving range?
You can, but it doesn't have anything to do with your score.
Oh, that's such a good point, because, you know, so many of us are so, well, I should say that many women are intimidated by standing up in front of a large group of people. And I suppose men go through the same thing on the tee, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And so we worry about what we look like.
Yes.
Because it's a very unflattering stance.
Yes.
For most people. I mean, you know, I see Michelle Wee. She looks beautiful. And so does Suzanne Paterson, you know. I mean,
yep.
they all look gorgeous when they're doing it. But me, I don't look gorgeous. And most people don't. We don't have the physique. So what you're telling us is just let those thoughts go?
Absolutely, yeah. Just try. I mean, it's a game built on hit the ball as few times as possible until it goes in the hole. And just keep that as the main focus of everything that you're trying to do, is to try and get this ball in the hole in as few shots as possible.
Okay. I had a thought as I was going to sleep the other night about why is it that children and young adults seem to play so much better than when we get older. And I've read several, you know, people talking about, gee, I wish I had the panache of when I was a kid, you know, or Sergio Garcia when he would close his eyes and hit from around a tree.
Right.
I came up with something called, I should have written it down, hesitancy grooves in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
The older we get, all of the times that we misstep with a swing kind of adds to the uncertainty. So at the moment of impact, as you come down in your downswing, there's got to be something inside your mind that's ingrained after years of playing this game that's a little bit of a fear factor. That maybe it's...
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's... I mean, I think you hit the nail right on the head. There's a certain stage when we start that everything is expected to turn out okay. Whether that be in any sport or at any age, there's just a feeling that, you know, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right, because I don't have any other past experience to prove me otherwise. As we get older, we encounter much more failure and hardship and things, and we kind of learn that things just don't always turn out right. So then fear builds in, and we lose that freedom and trust and faith to just swing and assume it's going to turn out okay.
Yeah, and I imagine now with the cameras that they have, that they can, you know, they take, I don't know, 5,000 frames per second, that at some point you could actually see that moment of hesitancy, you know?
Yes, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's usually right around the ball. Everything stops, yeah. And the club gets thrown at the ball in an attempt to try and make it strike, and the belief that it will do it on its own if we just kind of get out of the way a little bit, it goes away.
Well, yeah, okay. Now, I want to ask you, before we get to Aim Point, we're going to take a break after this question that I have, and it comes from your Tip of the Month page. You can find more about John Graham Golf at johngrahamgolf.com. Very easy, and he spells his name Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M. In your tips, this has to do with golf shoes, all right? And you talk about the very, you know, the importance of golf shoes, because you need to use the ground effectively.
Yes.
You must make sure that your spikes are clean.
Yes.
Because of that extra support. Now, what about people like a Freddie Couples? He doesn't use spikes because of the back issue.
Right.
What do we do? And I have back issues. So what do we do? Or knees, or ankles, or whatever it is, that a spike that really grounds you like that might hurt you. So for those of us who can't really use that kind of grounding, what do you recommend?
Well, the main thing for people who can't use spikes because of their knees or back or things like that is to focus mainly on now their balance, is being able to get their weight in certain places where it allows the swing to take place. In a very controlled environment. For a lot of people, they use the spikes to force the control issue in. Once that becomes either a pain from injury or whatever the case may be, then the ability to really control where your weight is and your balance becomes that much more paramount, that the other people just don't have to worry about as much.
Okay, so maybe a wider stance might help?
A slightly wider stance. I'm doing some practice in an unstable environment, like rolling a towel up into a tube and kind of standing on it right under your arch, trying to figure out exactly where your weight is, heel to toe in your feet during the swing. It's just trying to create an environment where you can really tell where your body is and where it needs to be.
Someone's like, you know, learning a karate move, you know,
yeah.
Being really...
Exactly right. We're trying to get our body in a place to support whatever force and action we're trying to make. We either use spikes to force the issue, or we have to get really picky with how good our balance is.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, we're going to be back with Aimpoint. Aimpoint, helping us on the putting green. And that's where the scores are, well, as we saw today, made or unmade. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And it's brought to you in part by the Computer Doctor. At the U.S. Senior Open Championship at Chehalis, Bernard Langer leads following his victory in the U.K. Tied for second, J.R. Roth and Tommy Armour and John Cook. And tied for fifth, Fred Couples and Tom Watson. And Hawaii's Larry Stubblefield, unfortunately, did not make the cut. At Kauai Lagoons, the Aloha Section Senior Championship was played. And Kirk Nelson came out the victor. Yes, Captain Kirk from McKenna, congratulations. He goes to the PGA Senior Championship in October. And today at McKenna, there is a Titleist Demo Day. Titleist, Cobra, Nike, Callaway, TaylorMade. They'll all be there 10 to 3 today. And just go out and have some fun and test out the new clubs. And they've got some Titleist fittings. Call Kirk to sign up for, they've got 5 Titleist fittings, and then there's going to be a clinic at 12:30 with Kirk, okay? So, yeah, have some fun at McKenna. We're talking with John Graham, johngrahamgolf.com. You can find him there. And Aimpoint Green Reading. I read an article on his website. He wrote it a few weeks ago. He says that Mark Sweeney came to Webster Golf Clinic to host a green reading. And you write that most people think they know how to read the green. I can guarantee you they do not. That's an interesting statement. We always talk about, well, you know, you read the slope here in Hawaii by the water. You know the water runs off the mountain, so the grass is going to run. So why don't we know how to read the green?
It hasn't been taught correctly. I think, and I'm speaking for myself and from the people that I met, when you ask them, you know, how do you read a green, they say, well, you kind of stand behind the ball and you look at the ground and you kind of take a guess. And that's what I always hear. It's the same answer every single time. Some people will walk to the other side of the hole, or some people will look at the grass and the cup, see what the green's doing. But in general, they're taking a guess every time.
All right. It's true. I mean,
and Aimpoint finally gives us a way to measure some things where we're no longer taking a guess based on how fast the green is rolling and how severe the slope is. We can make a very accurate prediction as to how much the ball will break based on where we are.
Huh. Okay. And do you have some kind of device? I mean, I always thought that reading a green came through, you know, years and years of practice. And
years and years of guessing.
Yeah, and seeing how it, you know, how it works out. And the idea of being able to use aim points on the greens like at Royal Birkdale or St. Andrews, I mean, does it work on all surfaces?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely more complicated as the green surface gets more severe, like you'll tend to find over in England and Scotland and things like that. But there's some very determinable, very predictable features that greens have, and particular shapes around where the pin is, that we can figure out where a straight aimed putt will be, and then based on where that is and where our ball is, we can make a very accurate prediction as to how much it will break on its way back to the hole. But there are some devices that you can use to help kind of enhance your feel to measure the slope of the ground, to measure the direction of the slope of the ground, based on, you know, what you think it is, and then you can use some devices like a level or an Excellus Breakmaster and actually measure those things and confirm the feel that you have.
Okay, and of course you wouldn't be able to do that in tournament play. You'd
no.
have to do that in practice.
You'd have to do that in practice round, right. A lot of the players that are using it on tour will do a very extensive mapping of the greens before the event starts, and then as the event goes on, they're just looking at a map they're working with.
Wow. Okay, yeah, you know, I'm looking at the Greenbrier Classic and some of the scores these guys are shooting, 62s, and J.B. Holmes just came in with a 60.
Right, his caddy is an aim point person.
So what does his caddy do for him?
Well, his caddy will do the mapping of the greens beforehand, and it's an all-day process. It'll take him 8 hours or so to use where the pin locations are that the tour will give them in advance, and then make some measurements of the green slope and shape around those areas so that when his ball is in a certain place, he can say, okay, well, I'm here, the green is doing this, based on how far away I am, I can tell him it's going to break X amount of inches to the inch.
Wow. It's just, in other words, what I'm getting from you right now is, if I want to be an excellent putter, I'm going to have to devote some time to this.
Yes, absolutely. And definitely some people have some more innate feel than others. But it's a very learnable skill. You have to train your feet. You have to train your eyes. You have to measure some things. You have to teach your feel to be right. It's not just, okay, well, it looks like it does this, but how much does it do? We have to teach you how to do the how much part.
Okay. Do you know anybody who's aim point certified in Hawaii?
Yeah, Jerry King is. I think he's at Kapalua, if I remember right.
Jerry King, my buddy. Yes, of course. Jerry King, by the way, is having this really cool teaching summit. It's a teaching and coaching summit in September at the Kapalua Golf Academy. And some of the top, he's a top 100 teacher and Aloha Section PGA member. And he's bringing in a bunch of people like Mike Adams.
Okay.
Brian Moog and Mark Sweeney from Aimpoint will be there.
Yeah, all three of those guys are Aimpoint people. Brian Moog and Mike Adams are all Aimpoint guys.
And so they'll all be there, and you can find out more. In fact, if you are a PGA professional, you'll get 24 MSR credits for attending that event, and you've got to register. You can do that now. It's starting July 20th. Registration began at aloha.pga.com. Excellent. So at right now, I just wanted to mention that our Dean Wilson, who was just like, you know, he has this nickname, Dean the Machine, here in Hawaii. He was like 65, 65, 65. And then just all came apart. It was tough, real, real tough, but he handled it so well. He is not letting go. He's tied for 15th right now.
Good.
At Greenbrier, and he's playing really nice. He's having an excellent round, and apparently that's, I mean, what is up with these scores? 64, 65, 63, 60s, 62.
Yeah, they're really getting good. I mean, there's definitely, I think, been some advances in preparation that have happened, especially in the last few years, of getting much more accurate information of the green and how much the slope is going to be and things of that nature. And I think they've all, you know, for quite a while been excellent ball strikers. It's just that now that they're tending to make a whole lot more putts and getting the scores dropped from there.
All right. In other words, we're moving away from the long drive, that real sexy, I'm hitting it really far off the tee, look how far I can hit it, to let's get accurate in the short game and on the green.
Yeah, I think length will never, ever hurt anyone.
No, but if you combine the two.
But when you combine the two, it becomes an unbeatable combination.
Exactly, and that's what they seem to be doing right now. So I think that's what we need to do if we want to improve our games, is combine the two. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with John Graham right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with John Graham. John Graham Golf, you can find him online. And, you know, this gentleman's been voted 5-time Coach of the Year. That is really, you must feel so good about helping young people achieve their dreams.
Yeah, that's the most fun of anything that I do is working with the college team here in Rochester. No question.
Yeah, I just you just because of they don't have those hesitancy grooves in their brain.
I know.
And you can say, hey, do this, and they'll do that for you. And you'll,
oh, they can't wait to do it. They've been dying. They've been dying to learn something.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think about cell phones at the Wyndham? They're going to, you know, at Greensboro, North Carolina, Wyndham Championship, they're actually going to allow cell phones, as long as they're on silent mode.
I think it's a dangerous thing, but I think most people, are using them anyways. They just walk away and they're texting or tweeting or doing whatever that they're doing. I just hope that, you know, I don't know how they can enforce that they keep it on quiet, but hopefully the people know what they're doing and they'll be respectful.
Yeah, that's exactly what the defending champion Ryan Moore said. He hopes to give some fans a reason to reach for their phones and text their buddies,
nice,
tell them what's going on. But you know, he said during an event, usually about twice, those phones will go off. Somebody snuck one in anyway.
Nice.
So treat people as an adult and tell them to put it on silent and just deal with it. Interesting. Tiger Woods will be back in action. He returns to play at the World Golf Championship Bridgestone before the PGA Championship. That's also where Anthony Kim at Bridgestone plans to make his return to competition. All right, we're talking about putting, aim point, you know, and I've always, Dave Stockton, of course, has become quite the legend in turning people's putting around. How about aim point for Tiger? Will that help?
It depends. He's always been a pretty decent reader of the green. His is a little bit more stroke related, a little bit more mental related than anything else. This is definitely the wear part of the making the putt puzzle. You know, it's where to aim, then you got to figure out actually aiming there, and then making a stroke and getting it the right distance. So the aim point is just the wear piece.
Okay. So what would you tell if you could coach Tiger Woods, if you could, you know, with his putting. If you could say, and you must have seen him play recently, right?
Sure.
Okay, what would you say to him?
I would just tell him to keep doing what he's doing. I wouldn't change anything. He's been the best putter in the world for as long as I can remember. And to go messing with something that has produced the results in a pressure environment that his putting has produced doesn't seem like a very good idea. It's maybe getting in touch with him and trying to figure out some feelings that he may have had in the past and recapturing those. Not creating new ones.
Oh, I like that. What about changing the putter?
Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but sometimes that will help mentally at least recapture some of the trust and some of the belief that he used to have. I think eventually he'll go back to what his brain is used to dealing with.
And so that's why so many of us change our club, do well with it for one or two rounds, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work anymore.
Right, right. It's more of a mental boost than a restructuring of the event, yeah.
Okay, all right. God, yeah, this has been great. There's so much to ask you about and so little time. Will you come back on the show?
Oh, absolutely. I've had a great time. I'd love to be back.
Oh, good, because, I mean, we've got this address hands versus impact hands.
Okay.
And practicing your weaknesses and playing your strengths. And all of this, we didn't even get to it. So we need to do this again.
Sounds great. Yeah, whenever. I'd love
Excellent.
To.
Excellent. John Graham, a real pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I've had a great fun.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. We're going to say aloha to John, take a break. We're going to do our first qualifier to win the trip to Maui for 5 days. You'll have a Hertz Rent-A-Car for 6 nights. Michael Patrick Shields will be joining us. And so will Peter Hudson from the UK right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. Peter Hudson is joining us, as well as Michael Patrick Shields. Michael, good morning.
Aloha. So nice to talk to you again.
It's so good to have you on the show. You're just back from the Open and traveling around with Ben Wright and having a grand time. And we're going to have Ted Vickie come on. He's still standing at the 17th tee. He's been there for 3 weeks since he was going to be on the show.
Good spot to be.
A good spot to be. That's what I thought. And I get, we get to get some insight into what it's like to, you know, to be watching these guys taking off. I got to tell you, Mr. Hudson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent to hear your voice. Peter Hudson joining us. What part of the United Kingdom are you?
Well, I think London's probably the easiest one to state, just north of London.
Just north. Oh, tell us the city. I love all the, you know, the Highgate.
An airport. I actually was born in Highgate, so that's another story. So now we're near Stansted Airport.
Okay. My aunt lived in Highgate for many years. I spent the summer of, well, I won't say what year it was because that'll tell you how old I am. And I'm never going to do that. Okay. So here we are. This is a story. You know, everybody's got a weird story about something that happened to them on a golf course. At the LPGA International, this is a big golf course. You know, this is the legends, LPGA International. This huge block of ice just fell out of the sky and almost hit a group of golfers on the 11th hole, 15 feet from the green, a foot and a half across. And I know what you're thinking. It was the blue ice, right? You were thinking that, you know, the blue ice that falls from the latrines in those airplanes. It wasn't. It was white, solid white ice. FAA is investigating. I can't, and the head pro over there said, yeah, we're lucky nobody got hurt. That's, you know, somebody says to you, anything unusual happened to you on the golf course lately? You'll say, yeah, I almost got hit by this chunk of ice that fell down.
Well, Danielle, you know what's unusual? I was there at Easter time at LPGA International, those two courses, and I think I talked to you from there, in fact. And that airport is very close to the golf course there, very close to the speedway at Daytona. So who knows? Maybe an aircraft was to blame.
Yeah, they think so. They you know, in the news clip they showed a plane flying overhead, which I thought was so. They're checking on all of these things. So yeah. I don't imagine anything's happened like that near your airport, Peter.
Well, hopefully not, but I think in Scotland it's like that every day you take to the links anyway.
Plenty of hail.
stuff just rains down on you there in Scotland. You never know what the weather conditions are going to be like. One moment it's sunny, the next minute it's coming at you sideways, and then hail starts falling from the ground. You're a golf coach. This is kind of a coaching summit we're having today. We just got off with John Graham, and now you've got 30 years of golf experience and coaching. You own an indoor golf school. You've got the European Golf Improvement Center. You've trained over 400 golfers to become professional golf coaches. And that's really quite a feat, considering most people, as we exchanged information, you were saying that a lot of people come to the States for coaching.
I mean, I think that the youth, the 16 to 18 year old, when they're beginning to show signs that they could have international quality, the only way that they can actually study and improve their golf is to come over to the States to get a scholarship at one of the golfing universities, which is really quite tragic. I mean, Luke Donald is one of the guys, and him and his brother, they came over and did the scholarship. And most of the British guys come over to the States and use that as a method of developing their talent with the great coaches that are at some of the universities in the States. We haven't got a system for that. So the United States are doing a fantastic job in that respect.
Well, I don't think most of us listening would have known that. You know, we always know that there's some great golfers that come and go to our universities, but we don't realize that the reason they're doing it is because it's the way for them to continue their education as golfers. And I think that's, yay. Kudos for the U.S. But so are you kind of on a mission to make a change in the U.K. about that?
That one is probably too big a mission, but I think that what we lack in the UK, and this goes across many other sports as well, there is no concrete, solid planning and organisation within coaching. We have lots of coaches that know lots about the golf swing, and so that they can, you know, as someone that you can consult about what's technically wrong with the golf swing and how they fix it, they're very good at that. But managing the whole project from start to finish, we don't seem to have much organisation. I mean, you know, I've worked with the English amateur side, and again, the Donald brothers were in that England amateur team. And again, there wasn't, you know, the English Golf Union had a meeting with the English team probably once or twice a year to do any real solid training, and you know, half the team wasn't there because they were in the States doing their scholarship,
going to school.
So yeah, absolutely. So how you change a system, I don't know. But the important thing about the United States is they love sports, you know, and I think that drives the whole training industry.
Interesting, very interesting. I always think of England as being, well, of course, it's your football, you know. But then again, you're the home of golf.
Yeah, but look how well you've done in the football, just because you've started to take football up and you've begun to coach properly, have a system, manage that system, whereas we're not doing that. So within a very short space of time, you're becoming a world force on the football field. But surprisingly, you know, the British have still got some of the best golfers in the world, and obviously we're going to win the Ryder Cup this year.
Obviously. I like that. You know, obviously. Well, you do have the home, your home court advantage is on your side, right? Right at this point, you're
hopefully we'll be taking it. We will be using that advantage. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You know, I was reading. You know, you're a peak performance. What is peak performance?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of sports psychology, and I'm also a trainer of a neuro-linguistic programming. So how the mind works and state management is obviously an integral part of it. But I think, you know, pre-shot routine, preparation, course management, that they all come under that peak performance headline. And, you know, what I found as a golf coach is I find very few clients that are prepared to make swing changes that require persistent and determined practice to change, whereas it's much easier to look, to go out on the golf course with them and see how just in their performance they can enjoy themselves better. So, yeah, I sort of like focused in on that because it's easier to help people in that arena.
Oh, do go on, because I am the biggest proponent of on-course training, and we call this a playing lesson in the States.
Exactly.
You know, the coach goes or the professional goes with you on the course, and it's one thing to be in an environment where, you know, you're hitting balls off a static surface. It's completely different when you're on the course and you can help the person actually make decisions, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Absolutely. Well, there's a guy that wrote a book called Charles Seashaw, and this book was on the art of receiving and giving feedback. And what he says is that feedback is an absolute requirement of learning, and that one of the problems with learning is if it's not in context, and our context is obviously on the golf course. So even though we take somebody on a driving range to give them a lesson, well, that isn't actually in the context they're learning for. They're only learning to play golf on the golf course. So very few coaches actually, before they even start teaching somebody, go to the golf course to watch them play to see what they actually do on the Sunday morning round of golf. And that's probably where the coach should actually be looking to see them first, before they actually see them swing, to see how it all fits in, you know, even to the point of, do they turn up, slam the car shut, put on their shoes and jump on the first tee without hitting a practice ball. You're going to learn more from that than you are, you know, watching them on the driving range.
Yes, sir. I like
that. Of course,
you
know, you having control of traffic, you can make sure that you're not in a rush.
Oh, right, I'm in control. I like how you put that. Yes, I wish I had some control over traffic. All I can do is tell people where it's bad and where they might find it a little bit better. But, geez, that's a whole different ball of wax. It's like an amoeba watching people drive in large groups. It's a constantly changing animal. I like what you write here about the neuro-linguistic programming. I was talking about this earlier in the show, and I was thinking about how children and young adults, and they're so good, you know, why are these young kids so good, and then as they get older, they lose something. And it's, I went to sleep thinking about it, it's like hesitancy grooves in the brain, and they get deeper because of, you know, you hit the ball wrong, and then pretty soon you get these fears inside of you. And just before, I'm imagining this now, just before contact, I'm going to, maybe you're not even conscious that you're thinking this. You know, there's something subconscious in it. Do you work with people about letting go of those fears?
Yeah, obviously. You know, the main guy that I learned from was Tim Galway, who I'm sure that you and most of your listeners will be familiar with. And Tim actually started off with tennis, and he talks about exactly this. But it's funny how you talk about the children who are fearless. They have no, if you like, conscious thought. They don't think like adults, and therefore they don't have these fears, and they just go and play. Well, as we grow older, we teach them to fear these things, and all of a sudden, you know, as we get into adulthood, we start to worry about whether the ball goes out of bounds. We start to think about our golf swing. We start to think about what we're doing. Now it's not automatic.
Yeah.
We tighten up, and all of the programming that we've done on the practice area goes out the window because our muscles get short and tight. So, you know, again, how we coach people is quite interesting, because if we start getting very technical and start filling their heads with loads of instructions, then they actually get even more confused and seize up even more. So one of the things that I love doing is just actually getting people their own talent to come out, but by getting them to stop all these thoughts about the golf swing and just start to notice themselves what they notice about their own golf swing. And I've discovered that more or less 90% of people can actually cure their own faults almost instantaneously using Tim Galway's methods. And so certainly if any of you, if there's anybody out there listening and they haven't heard of Tim Galway, pick up Tim Galway's Inner Game of Golf. That's the starting point, and I'm sure that's going to help you improve without spending fortunes down at your local with your local golf professional. Sorry, local golf professional.
No.
A lot of jobs.
But what you're doing, you turn that around and say, then when you go to the local golf professional, he'll have somebody to work with who's actually getting that feedback. You know, and you were talking. I love what what's the book on feedback? That you were talking about.
The feedback is a guy called Charles Seashaw, and that's The Art of Giving and Receiving Feedback. And it's a wonderful book, very insightful.
I really want to read that. Michael Patrick Shields, do you have any questions of Peter Hudson?
I guess the thing is, what do you do? Can I ask a personal question?
Of course.
I want you, Michael.
All right. Let's say you and I are standing on the practice tee at the Grove or some other fancy London club, Walton Heath, you name it. And I'm talking with you and I'm saying to you that every time I think I have a good round going, I choke. Something happens in the end and I let myself down and I leave disappointed even though I shot a good round because I had a chance to shoot a great round. That's obviously not necessarily, I don't think, a physical problem, but what do I do about that?
Well, you know, I think that's rooted in expectation of having a good round, and most people fall foul at this point. So, in other words, they look at the goal of the day of having a good round of golf.
Mm-hmm.
What I try to do is reduce that down. You know, so how am I going to enjoy myself today? What would fulfill me today? And that might mean just sticking to my pre-shot routine. It could be just that the goal is to play one hole at a time and then put that hole to bed. It might be to play one shot at a time. It might be to notice all the nature and the wonderful things that are going on around, especially somewhere as beautiful as the Grove. As soon as we put that expectation in there, and we lose our state management, then obviously choking is a place where we lose our state management. We lose that perfect place, the zone, that I'm sure that you've entered to a thousand times, but also come out of. And it's always in that expectancy cubbyhole for me. Does that make sense, Michael?
It does, and people have told me in the past, don't look at the scorecard, don't add it up. You know, write down the numbers and forget about it. But I've tried to do that, and my problem being a radio and television and a writer is that I like the drama. You know, I like the drama of knowing that I have a chance to do it. And I get on the 14th hole, and I imagine that there are announcers in my head saying, if he can only make fives the rest of the way, it'll be the greatest round in the history of his life. And I kind of like the drama.
Oh, my God.
No, that's great. And so I would turn that on. So rather than turn it off, I would turn it on. If that keeps you in state, hearing that radio announcer go and pumping it up, then try it. If it starts to annoy you and puts you under pressure, then you might want to switch the ear that you hear it in or change the voice. So that's more about neuro-linguistic programming then. How you make that different. So in other words, if it's got a pattern to it and the same thing happens each and every time, then obviously we have to change something within that pattern that allows you to continue to enjoy. Because it's obvious that when Tiger goes and plays, he's not playing this zen-like game of golf, is he? I mean, he's pumping 1 minute and he's throwing clubs the next, so to speak. But nevertheless, while he's hitting the shot, he's obviously in the perfect state. Mm-hmm. And he's doing his perfect preparation and so on and so forth.
You know, it's funny that you say that. It's funny you say that because when I'm lucky enough to play in the United Kingdom or over in Ireland at some of the Lynx courses, I really recalibrate my expectations for that very reason. I say, well, I'm going to have a chance to play one of the great Lynx courses in the world. It's going to be windy. It might hail. It's going to be rugged. And it's going to be epic. You know, it's going to be gorgeous. It's not like going to my local club where the, you know, the slope rating is 125 and I can throw darts all morning with a vodka in one hand. So, and when I get done, it's almost like, well, I don't really care about the score. I care about surviving out there and feeling like I've had a serious walk, and I just totally changed my expectations.
Well, you know, again, that's you having the answer yourself. You know, you don't actually need me to tell you.
Yeah.
If you just think about those times when you've been like that and you've just enjoyed yourself, and at the end of the day you've got the scorecard, it still means you can go in the clubhouse and drink a few more vodkas to celebrate the result that's in front of you without the darts.
That's great. Peter Hudson, for the people in the UK, Scotland, Ireland, and who may be traveling to London, where can they find your school? It's an indoor. Oh, what, do you use simulators?
Yeah, I have it in the past. In actual fact, we've actually moved the, you know, one of the great things that instigated the indoor golf school was a chap called Dennis Dernier. Now, Dennis actually holds the world record for the lowest 9 holes in any major championship. He shot 27 on the front nine at Birkdale, I think, in 89. Now Dennis actually lost his golf swing completely, and he went on to seek advice from some of the world's greatest coaches, and but they couldn't help him. And he built what he calls his swing frame, which is a little bit like the Explain Air, which I don't know whether you've got over in the States, but a device that actually you make a full swing, and it forces you to swing on a plane that he's chosen. And he actually used this device to, he practiced in it for 3 or 4 years and came out and then won 2 or 3 million on the European Seniors Tour, winning 2 or 3 events. I don't know whether you've heard of Dennis Dernier, Michael. Have you heard?
I have not.
No.
No.
No, I'm going to have to look him up.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic guy. And he invented this swing frame, which at the moment, I've probably only got the only working public set, and that's down on the North Circular Road, north of London, in Walthamstow. And so those interested in something absolutely, totally unique can find me there the most.
Excellent. Oh, and they can also contact you on your website, right?
Yeah, of course. You know, I spend most of my time is still training golfers to become golf coaches. That's where... I put all this information and try and give it to the golf coaches so that they can make a real difference out there with the general public.
Okay.
Because they need help.
Yeah, they do. They do. And Peter Hudson is also on Facebook. You can find him on Facebook. His last name is Hudson, Peter Hudson. Now, on coaching, all right, now there's a lot of people who go out and they got to coach you regardless of you asking for help or not. And they're not coaches, but... Or a husband is going to go and he's going to tell his wife he's going to coach her. So what do you recommend for the person who's being coached without asking for coaching?
Well, you know, again, you're going to come across this, you know, in Charles Seashore's book because, you know, it hasn't been asked for. You know, the thing that I've discovered is that sometimes these people offering the advice actually have some answers. So what I tell my clients is, if anybody comes up to you and offers you advice and you think that it might have some relevance, then let's talk about it together rather than try and enact it. So then we'll talk about what someone said about them, why they said it, and whether it's relevant, and decide whether we use it or not. So, you know, advice can be great, but, you've just got to make sure you don't start changing things just for the sake of it. So I always thank people and say, I'm going to look at that further.
I'll take that under advisement. Thank you very much.
You know, people are just trying to help, aren't they? They really are just honestly trying to help you. And why on earth would you upset anybody by saying, go away?
You are a pleasure.
Well, they probably should do.
Yeah, that's all right. But I like your approach better. Peter Hudson, thank you so much. I hope we'll talk again. We'll do this.
Thank you very much for inviting me on, and
absolutely.
I look forward to speaking again.
Oh,
have
good.
A great weekend.
You too. Yep. Aloha.
Goodbye now.
Bye. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned.
we'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
KPUA Hilo, KHUI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. The Aloha Team Classic, Flyaway to Maui. The contest, yes, the 18th caller. You qualify. And we're going to have the drawing like we did, and Warren gets to go, or his friend, because Warren won't be in town, but you get to go to Maui for 5 days, Outrigger Napidi Shores. You'll be driving in a Hertz rental car for 6 days. Go Mokulele will get you to Maui. You'll have a round at the Ka'anapali golf course, and you'll go to the reception of the Aloha Team Classic Tournament. And then you'll go to the dinner finale for the Aloha Team Classic Tournament, which is a multiple-day event that has you playing at the Kapalua Plantation Course, the Kapalua Bay Course, and Ka'anapali Royal Course, all of those courses included in the Aloha Team Classic. Okay, so raising money for Maui youth, the number is 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Good luck. This is the first of two qualifiers today. Michael, how is Ben Wright?
Ben Wright is very good. He I went down to stay with him during British Open weekend, and he obviously spent a lot of time covering the British Open back in the day when the press room was a little Quonset hut. And there would be, the writers would have their dogs and all that sort of thing, and they would be typing out reports. So to me, it was like having my own personal golf announcer to watch the tournament with, and in a lot of cases, it was better than the announcers we had. But he lives in Carolina there, and the weather was fantastic. So the beautiful thing was, as you know, we could watch in the morning, watch in the afternoon, and I don't know about you, but watching Tom Watson come up the home hole there at the old course, and it was late in the day, and the sun was going down, and Ben Wright and I were sitting there watching it, just transfixed by the scene. And then just seconds before, when Woods nearly holes that tee shot on 18, it was just it was the most magical part of the week, and it happened on a Friday. The rest of the event was rather dull, but that right there was just something else.
Yes, I almost was moved to tears watching Tom, and watching Tiger light up as he could feel that stuff come back, you know, the juice of that moment. I was sitting here just before the show, I think it was, or in the afternoon, morning, Friday, whenever it was. I was there. I was there.
Yeah, and think about the personalities involved and the way that it's sort of unfolded when you have Tiger Woods with his own place in the game and his own personal issues standing on the 18th green and decided to wave Watson up because that hole, you know, you can reach the green. So there he was watching it all happen. The new and the old, right there all on the old course, and to me, those personalities were so compelling. That's really what, you know, when you think about it, golf, the personalities when you and I were much younger that were coming up, the Lee Trevinos and the Gary Players and Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, those guys were big, larger-than-life personalities, and you still see that every year when they come to Hawaii for the senior skins. But this was the real deal, the regular Open Championship. And you know, Watson will be playing again in the British Open in years to come. He just may not make it back through the loop to St. Andrews in 5 years.
Yeah, that was the big issue, you know, and the why it was so, and being at St. Andrews. I think somebody said they should have the Open at St. Andrews all the time. Forget this rotating around.
what do you think about that? I disagree wholeheartedly.
I disagree too. I think it's nice to have it in different venues. And we're going to be talking with Ted Vickie, who I believe has joined us all the way from. Are you in Ireland, Ted?
Top of the morning. I'm in Ireland. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You're in Galway.
I am in Galway.
I was just noticing that there were a couple of. Are you horse racing? Are you a betting man?
I was at the horse races yesterday, and for those that don't know, this week is the Galway races, and it's the biggest event in Galway for the entire year. And Thursday was ladies' night, so all the ladies put on their Sunday best, they wear their hats, and they all go to the race course.
Oh, it's kind of like the Kentucky Derby, only it's Galway's version.
It's Galway's version, and it goes for a week, so it ends tomorrow.
Well, I like that. I think the Derby's way too short. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's 2 hours of television and then 60 seconds of racing, you know?
Absolutely.
It should be more.
Well, I came out even, so for seven hours of the track, I'm happy.
I'm just glad that you're with us. You know, we've been talking about Ted Vickie joining us from the 17th. So I've been joking this morning. Have you been listening that you're still standing on the 17th at the Open?
I have, and let the record state that I did try to call from the 17th. There was a little porta potty there. And I went in there, and I turned my phone on, because you can't have phones on a golf course, and could not get signal. So I apologize to you and the listeners. I'm here. I'm ready for the abuse. Let it begin.
Danielle, this is very suspicious, because if you've been to the old course, you know that the 17th hole is adjacent to the Jigger Inn right there, that little pub. And I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, did you have a chance? I mean, seriously, Ted Vickie actually spent, what was it, 5 days working?
Yeah.
You were working, even though I'm
working for ESPN, yes.
And you were there working for ESPN, so you were standing on the 17th on the tee. What was your job?
I was what they call a spotter. Now, when you hear spotter, the first thing you think of is the person that goes and finds the balls when they hit it into the tall grass.
Yeah.
However, on ESPN, a spotter is a person that walks with every group, and that person is in charge of keeping score. So if you can imagine the production truck at ESPN, they probably have 20 television screens, and they're looking at the different things. So the producer doesn't know what the guy just hit on the last hole or what the score is. So the producer will say, what's Tiger on? And whoever's following Tiger will say, Tiger, third shot, 14th hole for birdie.
Uh-huh.
And then 5 seconds later, you hear on TV, we're going to go to the 14th hole. This is Tiger's third shot for birdie.
Oh, so, that's what you did.
That's what I did. And mine was a little different this year. Last year when I was at the Open, I followed the players. This year, ESPN and ABC and Dish Network did a special interactive. So I was stationed on the 17th tee, and I switched with my fellow spotter Paul Hughes from the UK, and he and I were on 17, and then I got pulled over to 18. So I was the person on 18 saying who was going first and what club they were using.
Wow. Yeah, you weren't telling the player. You were telling the guys in the truck.
No, I was telling the guys in the truck. And they're, you know, you want to get the information correct before you give it to the producer, because obviously if, you know, you say Phil Mickelson's up and Tiger Wood walks up and
yes.
You look like an idiot.
No, wait, no, you don't. The guy on television does. And then
well,
definitely talk to you about what you've just done to them, you know, later on. That spotter got it wrong.
You hear it. You hear it. But it was an absolute blast. And it was, people say, well, how did you get this job? And Danielle, I think I've told you before, I got the job, I answered a want ad on the internet.
As easy as that?
Easy
a want
as that.
A want ad. Where do you find want ads like that on the internet?
I've been living in Ireland for 3 years, and last year I knew I wanted to go to the Open. So in January, I went to the Open website to see how much it was going to cost me. In the bottom right-hand corner, it said, do you want to work at the Open? Click here. And I did. And they said, send us your resume. And I did. And they got it and said, you know, I think you should work for ESPN. And now it's kind of like a little fraternity. The same guys that were there last year were there this year, and I'll probably work for as long as I'm here and as long as they'll have me. And I might even try to get up to the Ryder Cup.
Oh, yeah, you've got to get up to the Ryder Cup. What do you mean try? It's something you have to do. I want to ask both you and Michael. Michael, by the way, is got to be green with envy right now. See, Michael would love to be living in Ireland. Wouldn't you, Michael?
I sure would. I've said that many times, and I don't know. I don't know. I've only stayed there for a month at a time, but I don't know how I would deal with the weather past a month, but I have a couple of ideas how I'd take care of that.
You get used to it.
Peat fires and pints and just the warm convivial camaraderie of people in Ireland. It's if you've not been, you must go.
Yes. Brian Fujiwara of Waipahu. Brian Fujiwara, you are our qualifier, the first qualifier this morning for our Aloha Team Classic flyaway to Maui. And you know, if you're listening anywhere, you can just call that number, because if you can get to Honolulu, you'll be flown and then taken care of on Kauai for all that time. It's absolutely fabulous. I'm sorry. You'll be going to Maui. Did I say Kauai? Thank you. Oh, no. Kauai, you're not going to Kauai. The event is on Maui. You don't have to sign up for the event, but if you do, of course, you'll be assisting youth charities, and you'll have a blast because the LPGA is going to have the players. Some of the players are coming over to do clinics and have fun. Now, you've got a great idea, and I've got to tell Michael, Ted Vickie used to work at the White House in the fitness center, and what he did was he assisted with the president's workout routine. So he's, if you ever want, yeah, Fitwell LLC, he's the president of Fitwell. You can find him at myfitnesscaddy.com, and he's got some really good ideas to keep in shape. He plays water polo. He's going, what, you're getting your degree in what, in Ireland?
Well, I got my international degree in business. It was always on my bucket list to do, so after I sold the company, I decided to live my bucket list and move to Ireland. And then, as luck would have it, I got recruited to stay and do a PhD in social networking and exercise adherence.
A social networking and exercise adherence. Man, you are, how do you get a PhD in that? I mean, what are you doing? What is your thesis?
The thesis is going to be, can we use the technology and the tools that are out there to get people to go out and exercise more? So can we use Facebook? Can we use Twitter to motivate people to go out and do that?
Oh, you've got to get in. You've got to follow Coco Girl.
I don't know Coco Girl.
You've got to follow Coco Girl. Hashtag TTUC. She started it at the beginning of the year to encourage people to, and on Twitter, to, you know, say, hey, I'm going to go out and get my TTUC. Go get some exercise. Today I'm doing this and that. It was just, and it was to bond a group of people together to go do something, even though they weren't close to one another physically.
That's the essence of what it will be. Exactly. You know, how can we use that? Now, Danielle, there's something that you might be interested in. There is a scale that's available. Every time you step on the scale, it beats your weight to all your followers.
No!
How frightening.
How motivating.
Yes, you would, you know.
Now, what about, do they have one of those for blood alcohol content, too?
Now, that would be good. That would be good, especially in Ireland.
Now, this is great. Ted came up with this idea, and I like this, Ted. I like this idea of, you know, after spending the week in St. Andrews and meeting all the great, and I just watching on television made me want to go. You said a few of you have decided to do a golf holiday in late spring.
We are.
I've
got the email here, and, you know, Michael was there, and the atmosphere at the Open is nothing that I've ever experienced in the States. I mean, it is a town event. These golfers are staying next door to you. Michael probably knows where the Dunvegan is. It's on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Their tagline is, we're 112 yards from the 18th hole. And we sat there for 3 days, and Paul Azier walked by, Phil Mickelson, Colin Montgomery, Todd Hamilton. It was just amazing. I don't know any other tournament where you are so close to the players. But we did decide that we're going to go over and play some of the St. Andrews courses. And so here's a trivia question for you, Danielle. Okay. How much do you think it costs to play the old course?
Oh, Michael, help me on this one. You know.
I think it's about $180.
It is 91 pounds, and the pound is about $1.50 now. So, yeah, it's about $140, $150. And it's a public course. It's you know, think of Pebble Beach and playing there, but this is something that anyone can do. It's amazing.
Yes, and in Pebble Beach is $350 or something like that. So it's actually St. Andrews is a bargain. It's a bargain.
Absolutely.
But what I like is that you're thinking about, you know, playing a number of the courses around St. Andrews, and there are lots of beautiful ones, and then you're suggesting using the St. Andrews Hostel or renting a home. $25 a night, the hostel, is that good?
I paid the first two nights I was in St. Andrews, because, you know, as I told the people at the hostel, I'm a poor PhD student. I don't tell them that, you know, I do other things on the side.
Yeah, right.
Because I want the best deal. 15 pounds is what I paid, which is about $25. And then they jacked the rate up to 70 pounds, which is about $100 for the last four nights I was there. So for 15 pounds, there were bunk beds, and there were six people in the room. And, you know, as my sister will attest, I have OCD, and, you know, I'm a clean freak, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But there were other golfers that were there, and, you know, there was a guy from New Zealand. There was a lady from Connecticut. It was great. I would do it again.
It
so
sounds like
just
fun.
Thinking about, oh yeah, and that's what we're going to do as a group. You know, we'll probably go in and say, hey, we've got eight people that want to come. We want to share the room, and it'll probably cost us 15 pounds a night. And on a golf trip, you never are in the room anyway, so you might as well pay for playing nicer courses or pay for a good dinner. And then, you know, we're going to try to do this for under $1,000.
All right. Well, I like it. So if somebody wants to join, can they get in touch with you?
Sure can. Rick's coming, I heard.
Rick is coming? Yeah.
Well, I'm not supposed to say that. Sorry.
Oh, well, then maybe I'm going too.
Hey, I didn't hear Danielle's going. I heard Rick's going.
Yeah. Mike's coming too.
Yeah, Michael's going.
John Graham's coming.
John Graham's going to be there. Of course he will be. He's going to the UK. You know, we'll have Peter Hudson join us as well. We'll have a coach.
He's going to be there. So,
yeah.
You know, it's going to be the golf show, the golf club show.
Yeah,
at St. Andrews.
At St. Andrews. I'm liking this. I'm liking this a whole lot. Tell us the difference between, I watched them playing this morning at Royal Birkdale. And have you played Royal Birkdale? Michael?
Me or Michael?
Either one.
No, I have not.
And Michael? Have you played
Royal Birkdale? No, I haven't. I have not been to Birkdale, but I hear it's a kind of a gritty sort of a place.
A gritty place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's outside Manchester, which is a kind of a port town. You mean gritty like that, or gritty like it's a really tough course to play?
You know, Ben Wright has told me it's a gritty town, and the crowds are kind of tough. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you know.
The girls were having a tough time on the course too. It's very windy. It was very windy today. So I was just wondering the difference. You know, it all these different golf courses, these links courses, have their individual. They're so unique in their own way. Would you go? Where's your favorite place to stay, Michael, when you go to Ireland?
Dingle is my adopted hometown. That's where I've spent most of the time. And, so that, you know, it's not necessarily known for golf, but it's known for music, and they still speak the Irish there, and there is a little bit of golf nearby. It's not that far from Tralee, and Dukes, it's been redone, and it's not that far, but that's where I like to go.
That's your home. And Turnberry.
Yep.
We spoke when it was in Turnberry, remember? And I was able to look at the lighthouse on the webcam, and...
Yeah, I spoke to you from outside the Turnberry Lighthouse in Scotland there on the Ayrshire coast, and I was wearing a kilt at the time. That's what I remember about it.
Oh, my God. And singing, too, yes. And then we had the Mary Lass from the pub, and she was singing.
Yeah, that's right. There was a piper there. Yeah, that was a good time.
That was a good time, yeah. So we've had lots of those, yes. So before we say goodbye, Michael, you've got to tell us about being in Kennebunkport with President...
Yeah, last week I went to Kennebunkport, Maine, and they have a golf club there called the Cape Arundel Golf Club, which is a Walter Travis design, and it's where President Bush played all of his golf. In fact, he's had President Clinton there, and obviously George W. has played there, and so it's this little tiny place. And if you're listening to me, you're saying, wow, if presidents and PGA Tour stars and celebrities went and played there, it must be some kind of show place. And the truth of the matter is, it's the quaintest, smallest, little, cutest, little, old-fashioned golf course you'd ever want to go to. It costs about $40 for 18 holes.
Wow.
The clubhouse has a screen door like that when you walk in. It sounds like that. And it's just charming as hell. And it's been there for more than 100 years. And President Bush's father and his maternal grandfather, who actually donated the initial Walker Cup, that's why it's George Herbert Walker Bush, they all played there, so there's, you know, some tin cup trophies around and some pictures and things like that, but it's just like going back in time, and, you know, if you get up to that region, there's a good chance you might, in the summertime, run into the president, the former president, like I did, and I was lucky enough on Sunday morning, believe it or not, I sat in the front pew at Sunday services with George and Barbara Bush.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really something. Did you know the older Bush, Ted?
I was there for a short time when he was there, and I agree with Michael. He, you know, the Bushes, the father and son, were known to play cardio golf.
Yeah.
I think their record round was something like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, they buzz around. They're very quickly there, and you can see why. All the greens are, like old-fashioned golf courses, the tees are steps away from the green, so you can really move it quickly.
That's great. Michael Patrick Shields, morning radio host on 10 radio stations, Michigan Talk Network. He's an author and a travel writer and a member of the Golf Writers Association of America. Just also the Network Radio Personality of the Year, and you can see why. It's so much fun talking with you. Michael Patrick Shields, thank you for being on the show, and we're going to have a chat about your many books one of these days soon.
Aloha to you and Rick and everybody in the islands.
Thank you very much. Aloha to you. We'll be back with Ted Vicky right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land.
We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Air Force, Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen. Lucky Store, across the Pacific and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Your service or the all of us at Doors of Fun, we salute.
That's my kind of golf. Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. The Golf Club brought to you in part by Star Protection and Moon Physical Therapy. Demo day today is right at McKenna with Titleist and Cobra and Nike and Callaway and TaylorMade from 10 to 2. There's room for 5 Titleist fittings with Kirk Nelson and a clinic at 12:30 as well. So if you've got some time, today's the day to go to McKenna on Maui. Set Scramble will be played at the Pearl Country Club on Wednesday, August 18th. Tee time starting at 1. It's only $35 per player, $140 per team. Take some time for some fun at the Pearl Country Club. It's beautiful. And you may go to Vegas. Maybe you're qualified to go to the semis in Vegas. We're talking with Ted Vicky. All of a sudden my mouth went. My Fitness Caddy, myfitnesscaddy.com. Expert in fitness, lots of good ideas. But I want to know now, since, you know, we're talking about having the experience of being there, the 17th tee, the 18th tee, you're talking to the guys in the ESPN truck, you're telling them, okay, Tiger has got his driver, and he's stepping up to the tee. And then a second later, we hear on television, Tiger's taking out his driver. Let's take a couple of personalities, maybe two of the most, the difference. Who stood out for you when you were watching them set up for their tee shots? Ted Vicky, are you still there? Is it possible that we have, do we still have Ted Vicky there?
Yeah.
Ted Vicky is still there? Okay, we may be having some, as you could probably tell, we were having some technical difficulties. Okay, are you there, Ted? Okay, we don't have Ted right now. What a shame. Weren't you just like waiting to hear the answer? Okay, let's get our second qualifier for the Aloha Team Classic. That's right. All right, the second contest drawing will be on September 11th. We've already gotten our first winner, okay? And it's Warren Tanoe, and you could win a trip to Maui if you qualify, and then your name is drawn. That's how it's done, okay? So to qualify, you need to call 808-296-5467. And you, if you get drawn on September 11th, will get the ticket for two on Go Mokulele, 5 nights at the Outrigger Napili Shores. Double occupancy, a rental car from Hertz for 6 days, a round of golf for two at Ka'anapali, and 2 tickets for the Aloha Team Classic 2010 Sunset Reception, and 2 tickets for the dinner finale on October 20th. I believe Ted Vicky's going to try to give us a call back in, and if we hear from him, that would be great. Otherwise, we're going to have an excuse to talk to him again. In the meantime, I just wanted to congratulate all the players at the Prince course. They had a great field for the 2010 Prince Invitational Tournament. This leads up to the Kauai Open and the Prince Invitational held TJ Kua put together two excellent rounds on that challenging Prince course, 69-66. Ron Castillo came in second. Ted Vicky's back. Okay. The question...
I heard your question, Danielle.
Okay. And then we just got cut off.
And I would say that the biggest character was John Daly.
Oh, well...
He was there with his pants, and, you know, a funny story was... in my ear, because I have a radio back to the truck, someone said, "Where's John Daly's girlfriend?" So I'm up in the tower over 17th Green, 18th Tee, and I pick out his girlfriend about 200 yards down, and I'm giving a play-by-play. She's 100 yards from the tee. She's now at the green. She's walking by, and she's got the red, white, and blue of the USA flag on her pants. So... that was fun.
Why did they want to know where she was so badly? So they could get a shot of her to put on television?
Absolutely. It's funny to listen behind the scenes of what really goes on. And, you know, my I don't know if you saw the coverage in the States when I forget who did it, but he hit his ball against the wall on 17 and bounced back up onto the green.
Not Pepe Ballesteros, but he didn't get there because of his brain injury. No, Miguel Jimenez. Yes, I saw that. Yes, that was fantastic.
Well, Paul Hughes, who was my partner spotter, was the one that Jimenez gave the golf ball to.
Oh, my God.
So once ESPN found out that one of their own spotters had got the ball, you could hear in the microphone, "Now, Paul, raise your hand and put the ball up in the air." And then the camera from the first green zoomed in. And, you know, Paul, I'm telling Paul that, you know, you're on TV across the U.S. right now. For him, it's like, well, if it's not the BBC, it's not worth being on. But I'm like, "Paul, you got to smile. Come on. You're on TV."
So you're coaching him while they've got the shot of the ball that went up against the wall.
Absolutely.
That was an amazing shot. That was an amazing moment. I mean, the panache that he had to do that, you know, "I'm just going to use the wall." Did the wall take a chunk out of that ball? Was it damaged at all?
It was damaged, yep. And, of course, you know, he gives me the ball to look at, and I clean it for him. And he's like, "No, I don't want to clean. I want the dirt and smudge marks and everything." So I gave it back.
Yeah, that's great.
It's on his wall in Bath right now, Bath, England.
It's just great. It's great. I love talking to you. It's so much fun. I miss you. So we'll have to do this again sooner.
Absolutely, we will.
Good. All right. Well, we're going to have to get our Aloha Team Classic winner. And I know that Rafael is still taking the calls because there it is right here. Doreen Bailey of Honolulu is our second qualifier. Doreen, congratulations for getting through, and you know, you've got a pretty good chance of being drawn on September 11th. Or is it the 18th? Let me see. No, it's the 11th. I said September 11th, and it made me think of something quite different. Once again, thank you, Ted Vicky, for being on the show, and John Graham, thank you, and Peter Hudson, what a nice man. Nice to meet you, and Michael Patrick Shields, always fun to have Michael on. He travels around the world. He's such a lucky guy. Gets to sit with Ben Wright the entire Open. What a guy. So let's thank our sponsors, because without them, we would not be possible. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. Star Protection, get the Star Team on your property. Foot Patrol, building security, shopping centers. Whether you need help, you may might to join the Star Team. Well, just call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. Whether injured, maybe you are on workman's comp, it's a motor vehicle accident, your insurance covered. Hey, they take care of you at Moon Physical Therapy. It's on Ward, right across from the Sports Authority. We achieve results. Floors of Hawaii, it's just off Dillingham and Waiakamilo, right behind Taco Bell. The only company in Hawaii that recycles the carpet. Go green with Floors of Hawaii. The Computer Doctor, Maybe you've got a PC, a Mac, a desktop, a laptop, a network. Whatever your problem is, they'll come to you, or you can drag it into them. The Computer Doctor. They're on Nimitz next to Eagle Cafe. Hawaii Golf News and Travel and 808golf.com. So catch you next week on the Golf Club. You can always find us at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUMU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.